Good morning. It's March 12th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a dazzling display of digital currency dominance, Bitcoin has shattered previous records, soaring to a new all-time high of $72,201 per coin. This surge in value comes amidst a wave of substantial investments and strategic moves within the cryptocurrency space, notably by MicroStrategy Incorporated and insights from ARK Invest. Chief Executive Officer Cathy Wood. MicroStrategy has made headlines with its second-largest Bitcoin purchase, acquiring 12,000 Bitcoin for a staggering $821.7 million. This latest acquisition brings the company's total holdings to over 200,000 Bitcoin, cementing its position as the largest holder of the cryptocurrency among publicly traded companies. This aggressive investment strategy has not only bolstered MicroStrategy's Bitcoin portfolio, but has also propelled its stock price to soar by 106% in the past month, marking an impressive 912% increase since the company embarked on its Bitcoin journey in 2020. In parallel, ARK Invest's Cathy Wood has made waves with her bold prediction, advancing the firm's Bitcoin price forecast to $1 million by 2030. This optimistic adjustment is largely attributed to the recent U.S. approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs, a move that Wood believes has significantly expanded Bitcoin's investment appeal and potential. Despite the current enthusiasm, Wood points to the untapped potential for further price increases, noting that major financial institutions like Morgan Stanley and Bank of America have yet to fully embrace Bitcoin. While the current trajectory of Bitcoin investment paints a picture of growing confidence in cryptocurrency as a viable investment option, analysts urge caution. They warn of potential price corrections and increased selling pressure in the short term. Furthermore, the cryptocurrency community is keenly anticipating the fourth Bitcoin halving in April 2024, an event that will reduce mining rewards but, based on historical trends, may lead to a market capitalization peak around October 2025. In a bold projection that's igniting conversations across the financial world, MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor has made a compelling case for Bitcoin's ascent, predicting it will eclipse gold to become the globe's most prized commodity. This comes as his company, MicroStrategy, amplifies its commitment to Bitcoin, having recently augmented its holdings by an additional 12,000 tokens. This move has swollen their total Bitcoin stash to a staggering 205,000 tokens, now valued at an eye-watering $14.7 billion. The significance of Bitcoin's market performance cannot be overstated, with its market capitalization leapfrogging over silver's, positioning it as the eighth most valuable asset worldwide. Saylor's observations extend to the burgeoning success of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. These ETFs have rapidly captured market interest, amassing a value that's half of what gold ETFs hold, and they achieve this remarkable feat in just 2 months. With Bitcoin's market value hitting a new all-time zenith of $1.4 trillion, the anticipation around the upcoming halving event in April is palpable. This event, which will slash the crypto's block reward, is expected to fuel a spike in investor demand, potentially catapulting Bitcoin's price even higher. Currently trading at approximately $72,500, Bitcoin's trajectory, according to Saylor, is set to revolutionize investment landscapes by diverting capital from traditional equities to establish itself as a structural asset class. Adding an intriguing twist to the narrative, former President Donald Trump has hinted at a more lenient approach towards cryptocurrency regulation. As Bitcoin solidifies its position as a legitimate asset class and challenges gold's long-standing dominance, it's reshaping investment strategies and prompting investors to rethink traditional financial paradigms. Ethereum, often called Ether, has made headlines by breaking the $4,000 barrier for the first time since December 2021. This significant milestone has caught the attention of investors and crypto enthusiasts alike, signaling a potentially transformative period for the leading altcoin. The recent surge in Ethereum's value can be attributed to several factors, with two major catalysts at the forefront. Firstly, there's growing excitement around the anticipated Denkun upgrade, a development expected to enhance Ethereum's functionality and efficiency. Secondly, the crypto community is abuzz with speculation about the possible approval of a spot Ether Exchange Traded Fund, or ETF, by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC. Such approval could open the floodgates for substantial capital inflow and elevate institutional interest in Ethereum. Ethereum's revolutionary impact on internet applications is undeniable. Its robust ecosystem, which facilitates smart contracts and decentralized applications, has set a new standard for digital innovation. This unique value proposition is a key driver behind Ethereum's growing popularity and increasing market value. From a technical perspective, daily chart indicators hint at the potential for continued upward momentum, suggesting that the recent price surge may not be a fleeting phenomenon. However, the weekly charts call for caution, indicating potential volatility ahead. This mixed signal underscores the inherent uncertainties in the cryptocurrency market, where rapid gains can often be accompanied by sudden downturns. In the realm of cryptocurrency, Ethereum's forthcoming Denkun upgrade is generating waves, poised to redefine the landscape of transaction fees and scalability. Set to launch on March 13th, this upgrade is a fusion of previous enhancements, Cancun and Deneb, marking a significant leap forward for Ethereum's infrastructure. The heart of the Denkun upgrade lies in its implementation of proto-dank sharding. This technology is designed to lower gas fees and expedite transaction processing, addressing two of the most pressing issues faced by Ethereum users today. Additionally, the upgrade will integrate several Ethereum Improvement Proposals, EIPs, with EIP 7044 standing out for its potential to significantly improve scalability, security, and overall user experience. This upgrade is not just a technical enhancement. It's expected to have a profound impact on Ethereum's ecosystem. By making the platform more appealing to startups and further enriching its decentralized finance, DeFi, ecosystem, Ethereum is setting the stage for broader adoption and innovation. The anticipation surrounding the Denkun upgrade has already made its mark on the market, driving Ether's value to $4,000 and pushing Bitcoin to a new all-time high. The significance of the Denkun upgrade extends beyond immediate market effects. It represents a pivotal moment for Layer 2 scaling solutions, offering a glimpse into a future where Ethereum can handle a vastly increased volume of transactions with ease and efficiency. This upgrade is poised to significantly enhance Ethereum's scalability, ensuring its position at the forefront of blockchain technology and cryptocurrency innovation. In a surprising turn of events, former U.S. President Donald Trump, known for his past skepticism of cryptocurrencies, has recently revealed a significant pivot in his stance towards Bitcoin and other digital currencies. In an interview with CNBC, Trump shared insights into his personal investments and future regulatory outlook, marking a notable shift from his previous criticisms. Trump, who is also a current Republican candidate, disclosed that he holds $8.7 million worth of cryptocurrency, predominantly in the Trump-themed meme coin MAGA. Additionally, he cashed out $2.4 million worth of Ethereum, ETH, in December. This revelation is particularly striking given his past characterization of Bitcoin as a scam competing against the U.S. dollar. Despite his historical reservations, Trump now recognizes the value and widespread use of Bitcoin. He stated that, if re-elected, he would not impose a crackdown on Bitcoin. Furthermore, he has embraced cryptocurrency in his business ventures, allowing Bitcoin as a payment method for purchasing Trump-branded products. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.